Hi, did you know that your teeth is the only part of the body that does not heal itself? So, I'm telling you this because I've seen some punks out there that don't brush their teeth, and y'all got some stink breath. Come on. Like the queer song says, brush your teeth. The teeth doesn't heal themselves. You guys got to take care of your teeth. And especially since, having some teeth issues, they really suck and it hurt. So that's why I'm telling you guys this. That's why I wanted to give you all some facts, because this is truth. Brush your teeth. Keep them clean. Maybe even floss. Floss a tooth or two. You know, or mouthwash. I mean, it goes a long way. Plus, it's just nice to see nice teeth too. And also, it doesn't heal themselves. Like people who don't brush, your teeth don't heal themselves. They're dirty. Clean them. Anyways, welcome to an episode of Nevermind the Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So I got a bunch of new songs that I provided, that have been provided to me. I'm excited. Someone asked me, why do you continue doing this show? And I had to think about that, because it's just crazy, because I love doing this show. I'm not getting paid to do this show. I'm doing this out of my own time, out of all my free will, and it's been amazing. Like, the bands that have been supportive of my show, you know, that's why I do it for them. I do it for them because, you know, we cross-promote each other, and we, you know, I share their story, they share mine, and I love that. I love that there's so many awesome people in bands that are, like, from all over the place, and I wish I can go to every single one of your shows all over the place, but I can't. That's the one thing I miss about COVID, is because, you know, there were bands live-streaming their sets and practices, and I miss that, because then I can see you guys. Like, it's not like I see a flyer and I'm like, oh shit, can't go to that show, that really sucks. You know, I wish I could go to all of your guys' shows, but, you know, being a new mom, I can't really do that. That's not possible for me. So yeah, I mean, you guys should start live streaming your shows again. I mean, just live stream it. Who gives a shit? Send me a link, I'll watch it. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing too. I enjoyed that part. I also enjoy the bands. Not all bands. I mean, not every single band that I played have been, you know, super supportive. Some just wanted to get played, and then that was that. But the bands that I've become, they're starting to become my friends. It's just really cool. Like, I have friends from all over now, and it's really cool. Like, this, you know, I didn't have to, like, go in person and meet them, and it's just so awesome that we are so supportive of each other. And I love that. I love supporting these bands. I feel like they deserve a lot more credit than what they get. I mean, they're out there busting their ass, playing shows. And, you know, sometimes they'll play to nobody and they'll still do it. You know, and I was part of that. I was one of those people that traveled all over the United States, and there'll be shows where there'll be nobody, just the bartender. And it's tough, and you have to give it your everything, or else you're not getting paid, you know, like, so that's, I understand, even if you get paid, sometimes you don't even get paid for shows. Sometimes I played shows and I got nothing, you know, and you do it because you love it, you do it because it's something that you want to do, and, you know, you're proud to do it, and you're proud of your music. But it's tough, because when you see out the outside that there, you think there's no supportives, there is. Like, people, if you want to be a supporter, or like somebody that actually wants to do something, there's ways to do it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously you can't go to every single show, it's impossible, but there's ways to support people. Shout out bands. It's free. I'm telling you, this is free. Like, I'm not charging anybody for anything. And also, like, that's what I like to do. I like to shout out people, and I feel like a lot of bands deserve the credit. You know, like, it's a tough thing to get people together to write music, record, to play shows, and constantly moving around and trying. You're hustling. It's tough, but that's why I give bands tons of credit. I was part of that game for about, you know, 14 years. I was busting my ass playing shows, and, you know, yeah, I would do it again at some point, but it's just right now, I mean, with being a new mom, is tough. So this is a way I can support you guys. So the bands that have been, you know, sharing my stuff and been really cool and sending me things, even though they don't have to, but they do it, I really appreciate it. Like, I really do appreciate you guys. That's why I am staunchly supportive of you guys, because I feel like you guys deserve the credit. And I'll just play any bands I only play the bands that fit the vibe of the show or the episode. I don't just like play whatever. And I still ask bands to send me music. You know, I always do because I want to listen. I'm not like one of those people that will just sit there and, you know, move on and not give a shit about you after I play you. Like, I love getting your songs. I love getting your new music. Even if it's a band that I played before, send me music. I don't care. I enjoy it because I want to hear what you're doing now and your progress. And, you know, that's the thing. A lot of bands tend to break up. You know, it's so easy for bands to just break up. And it's tough. It's a tough thing. So when I see you guys are still kicking ass and still playing shows, I love that. It makes me happy because then there, you know, the music lives on and the punk will still live on regardless of how many times people say punk is dead. It's not fucking dead. It's still living on. So that's what I'm going to say about that. So this first band, I've actually played them before and I love it. They're awesome. They're called Combat. And the song that I received is called Future, and it gave me such a vibe of Cheap Sex. It's so good. I mean, it's a minute and 15 seconds of fucking awesome. Like, you like, that song is so good. I was like, oh, my God, because they're working on a new album, and I'm just blown away. Like this band definitely deserves your ears. they definitely deserve your ears, everything, probably your soul too if you have one. But they're so good. They're one of the bands that I feel that like a lot of people are gonna catch on to them and fall in love with them because they're that great. So definitely check it out. This song is Future by Combat. It's an awesome song. I've been there. You know, there's been like there's some people their roommates just fucking suck. Like they're just terrible fucking people. And I totally felt the vibe and felt the anger involved in that because you're like, Jesus Christ, why do people have to be so stupid? So yeah, I mean, it's a good song. It just reminds me of the Queers very much. I love it. I already mentioned the Queers again earlier, so it's kind of a Queers day, I guess. I'm gonna have to play one of their records. But David Strong, he's just like so good. He plays shows, busts his ass, always promoting, always doing something. This guy is super hardworking. He is a hardworking musician, and I give him tons of credit. You know, that I definitely think he deserves a lot more credit because he's talented and he's writing songs about Joe King's roommate. I wonder who they are. Well, anyways, for those who might know who they are, this song is called I Hate Joe King's Roommate by David Strong.
Everyone.
So that was I Hate Joe King's Roommate by David Strong. And the next band, they're from the Netherlands. Holy crap. That's pretty far away. So this band is called Pulse. And the song is called Sommelier. And it's just energetic. It's so fun. It's punk rock and roll. And it makes me happy to hear this song. It just gets me going. And it's just a lot of fun. Check them out. They're busting their butts, you know, playing shows. Hopefully they'll come to America sometime. That'd be awesome. So they're called Pulse, and the song is called Sommelier. So that was Pulse with Sommelier. And this next band, they're a punk rock hardcore band from Porto Alegre, Brazil. So they formed in July 2021, and they've released two EPs so far. So the band, they perform mostly in Portuguese songs, but the song is in Portuguese, and it's really, I don't care. It's awesome. It reminds me of Bad Religion. It's so good. I hope I don't mess up the pronunciation. I know Spanish, but I don't know Portuguese. But the band is called Oficio Infame, And the EP release is called Futuro Presente. I rolled my tongue. I sound fancy as hell. Ooh, girl. Okay, so that's what the song that I'm going to present to you is. It's very good. It gave me Bad Religion vibes, and it's so good. And they're from Brazil. Yes, it's not in English, but who cares? They fucking rule. So check it out. They're really good. They're talented. And they are kicking ass, and I hope they play some shows all over the place. So check them out. They're called Oficio Infame, and the song is called Futuro Presente. So that was Oficio Infame with Futuro Presente, and we're in the last song of this episode. Oh my goodness, thank you to all the bands and for being patient, and you know, as I get through the emails, I always love getting music, and keep sending me music, izzysmut@gmail.com, make sure it's a Waver MP3 file, and I love what I do, and thanks to you guys for listening, and to the listeners of this show. So keep checking in. I will definitely be doing more episodes. So if you keep sending me music, I'll keep doing this show. So this last band, they're called The Gimps from Covina, California. And this song is called Faux Leather. And I wear faux leather. I don't wear real leather because I just don't, but I like my faux leather. I'll wear it in any season too. I'm probably going to wear it today. Who gives a shit, right? So check it out. They're really good. Follow them all over the place. They're called The Gimps and the song is called Faux Leather. And again, thank you to everybody for listening and spreading the word. So keep checking in and brought out.